What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Who You Got With. And Rob, it's a sports podcast that we talk your favorite sports debates, sports highlights, and sports matchups. And thank you guys for being with us. We got a big fight week for you guys this week. This is the UFC, UFC 287. Melo, I know you're ready for this one.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, top two fights, pretty much the main event and the co-main event are two bangers, and that's definitely what we're here to talk about. Definitely the championship fight and a welterweight top contender fight to see exactly who who's going to come out on top for sure.
I've been waiting for this matchup for a while, and we knew that this was going to be a rematch, obviously. You know, the new champion, Alex Pereira, versus the old champion, Israel Adesanya. These guys are going to have their rematch, and then we're going to talk about a great fight and Jorge Masvidal versus, of course, Gilbert Burns, big banger. So those are two great fights that we're definitely going to talk about. There's some other great fights on the undercard, but we definitely wanted to bring those two to you guys because those are the big ones.
100%. You know how we do. We like to talk about the top fights of each card. And like you just said, 287 got Alex Pereira, the new championship, versus Israel Adesanya trying to get his belts back. And then obviously Gilbert Burns taking on Jorge Masvidal in a welterweight top contender fight. So why don't we let's just get into it. Let's talk about this main event, this championship fight, and what seems to be the fourth matchup against Alex Pereira and Israel Adesanya, even though it is a second matchup in the UFC.
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much is. I mean, these guys have literally been waiting to fight each other. I mean, it seems like it's been, what, like 8 months now, I think? Almost a year, I think. It's been almost a year since they last fought. And, I mean, I got to say, when they fought in UFC 281, obviously that knockout, it surprised everybody. Alex Pereira gave it to Izzy. Nobody thought the Stylebender was really going to lose that fight. They really thought that revenge was going to be had. And it was just a really good performance by Alex. You know, he's been a guy that not many people heard of, you know, especially before his UFC career, but he came onto the UFC so fast and got five quick fights before he got the championship, or four fights and then the championship pretty much, and won his fifth one to get the championship. Now, like, that's one of the fastest championship runs in UFC history, you got to say, for a guy like that. Obviously, the reason he really got the fight with Adesanya was because of their early matchup when they weren't even in the UFC, and Adesanya got knocked out by him. Now, the one that happened in 281, I got to say, it was very interesting because the first few rounds, it looked like Izzy was actually winning that fight. And this one, I actually believe that similar things are going to happen, honestly. I think in the first few rounds, you're going to see both of these guys kicking each other low. A lot of low kicks are going to happen. They're going to try to mix it up maybe in the second round, but the first round is going to be a little slower with a lot more kicks, a lot more movement around the ring. And I definitely see it, you know, moving around more and them using like the upper body and their hands in a second round and like further down. What do you think, though?
Obviously, this is like you said, they fought a couple times back in their glory days before both of them got to the UFC. While not many people know about Alex Pereira, Israel Adesanya definitely does. He's definitely have been rivals with this guy pretty much going back into 2016. So pretty much first fight, at the end of the day, Izzy is a more polished fighter. So first fight, everyone had him in a 3-1 lead going into that fifth round before he lost by knockout. He definitely was a good fight. Both fighters really gave a lot, but he was a little bit more technical and a lot more. He gave a lot more output in the first fight in those first couple rounds. By the time he got caught in that fifth round, his leg was compromised. He couldn't get off of the fence, and obviously we all seen what happened when the refs pretty much just called it off. But I think this is a great bout between two warriors. Pretty much, you got a way more polished fighter that has a lot of skills, very good kickboxer, knows how to mix it up, use his distance, use his length, and pretty much another prolific kickboxer that has a nuke of a left hand. So everyone knows how this fight can play out and what the options are. You pretty much got Pereira winning by knockout, Izzy winning by decision. There is a slight chance Izzy might knock Pereira out. He did catch him at one point in the first or second round,
Yeah,
I think it was the
I was
first
just gonna
round.
say actually in the I think it was the end of the second round in the last fight, right
In the
at the end
second,
of the
yep.
second round, Izzy actually caught him pretty well, and it looked like Alex Pereira was a little dinged up, and he got lucky that the bell rang and it was the end of the round, because if he would have had like 10 more seconds, I feel like Izzy could have had that knockout on the last in the last fight, second round.
Yeah, and pretty much up until the knockout that Pereira got, he was pretty much not really finding his rhythm, kind of slowing down a little bit, and pretty much it looked like two or three straight rounds that he was able to win. So him getting that final and that end of the fifth is always something that's just there. No matter how tired he is, if he catch you with one of those punches, it's liable to not only knock you out, but what it did for Izzy at the very least is knock him at least to where he was immobile, with the leg compromised. He really couldn't move. He took like two or three big hits, and at that point he was already on the cage, and Pereira just went to town. So I definitely see this as a very competitive fight. Izzy's actually still the favorite
Yeah, he
slightly,
is actually, yeah.
but
Vegas does have him as
he is the
favorite.
favorite. So we definitely gonna see another war. I do believe each fighter is gonna come in with different tactics this time. Pereira is gonna try to. I'll be honest, I'm a little confused on Pereira's tactic. He's been messing around with heavyweights, and I don't get it.
Yeah, and you know he looks bigger
I
too.
don't get
Looks
it.
bigger in the last fight.
He oh my gosh, one, that's a problem. Because he already looked
He
extremely
was.
big in
I
the
know. He
first
looked like
fight.
a heavyweight before, like when he was fighting
I
Izzy.
know. So unless he's been not showing us the wrestling game, if he's working on with heavyweights, but if that's the case, we already know you can catch him with the punch. I don't know what really working with heavyweights does to prepare for Izzy.
Right.
But for Izzy, he 100% has been working on the wrestling. So at the end of the day, he knows he had a good game plan in the first one. He 100% feels like he didn't check the leg kick well enough, or he did, but Pereira, I mean, he's a hard ass kicker.
Yeah.
Like that, everything he throws is hard. So Pereira just compromised his
And both of them
leg.
use it, both of them
So I
actually throw a
think,
lot of kicks too. Both of these guys love to throw, especially that left low kick. They both hit the shins all the time.
but I will say, and anyone can see it, Pereira puts more in his shots a lot more, especially on his kick. He throws. He's a God-given power. So I definitely expect Izzy to try to wrestle more, try to control the pace more. He had a good game plan the first fight, using a lot of Muay Thai clinches to try to shorten that distance and cut off the range and the power for that left hook. But even then, in the clinch, well, Pereira is a dangerous position to be in, because he could still catch you with a short uppercut, or just any sort of knee, or like at the end of the day, he's a kickboxer,
Right,
so
right.
he does
He does
have
have.
good offense and defense when it comes to the clinch. But that is your best option if your back is to the fence and you have no choice but to close the distance. So I definitely do see Izzy picking up on those same strategies, implementing a few more things. At the end of the day, he was a few minutes away from winning the fight. But Pereira, I don't know, a lot of people assume, and I guess I can kind of see it by the way he is training, that he's just looking to inflict more damage, be more aggressive, and finish Izzy off more sooner. So it looks like that is his game plan, and if that's the case, then fighting with heavyweights make a little bit sense. He just wants to go in there and just knock Izzy's head off in the first three. So basically, that's what I said. If it goes to decision, I think it goes to Izzy. If it goes to knockout, I think it goes to Pereira. But as for who, I don't know. I don't know. What about you? Who you got?
Well, see, I like what you said, but I gotta say, I disagree with a little bit of it. I do think that, I mean, because what I've been hearing is that Alex Pereira, the reason why he's been working with those heavyweights is he wants to utilize his wrestling, and he was even asked like, who's the better wrestler, you or Izzy? And he obviously he's gonna say himself, but he was like, me. I think I've been working on it way more than he has, and I'm the guy that's gonna be taking taking the fight to the ground more. I don't know if that's necessarily true, because whenever they ask you a question like that, you're always gonna say you're the best, obviously. But just from that, I do think that I have seen Izzy obviously work on his wrestling now too, especially in his fight camp recently. He's been shown to just grapple more and get down on the ground and definitely work on that wrestling and wrestling when he's on top as well. So you can tell that he's probably gonna be the one that wants to get more takedowns. But I think that with a guy so big as Alex Pereira, I think that his wrestling should be the guy that's better. If he's able to get Izzy on the ground, then he's definitely going to be able to have more control and use that weight advantage, use that size advantage that his body has. I mean, I'm not saying Izzy is like scrawny or anything, but he's definitely got some. You could pretty much see my man's ribs. So if he gets some knees to the ribs while he's on the ground or something, gets an elbow, some places where it hurts, or where he doesn't have when he's not utilizing his defense, I definitely think there's ways for Izzy to get hurt on the ground. So I don't know if Izzy's defense really is better than Pereira's. Now I will say that like standing up, the power puncher for sure is Alex, but Stylebender coming out with those combos, he loves to utilize his combos, and once he hits people in the body too, he'll definitely go for that right for the head, the right hook to the head. I want to watch that for sure. It's not a crazy hard punch by Izzy, but it still looks beautiful, and he definitely connects a lot of the time with that right hook. He even did it to guys like Cannonier and Blachowicz, even though he didn't win those fights. Bigger guys like that, he was utilizing like those type of punches. So I definitely seen him utilize that type of style against bigger guys. I really don't think that Izzy's the guy that's gonna want to keep it on the ground. Maybe like one of the rounds. I do see him like maybe trying to go for a takedown, but if he doesn't get it, if he doesn't like succeed at that takedown and it's just a wash, then I could see him kind of backing off, and maybe the only time they really get down on the ground is like when one person has another one from behind and slams him down or something like that. But I do see this fight being mostly or standing up, not on the ground. I see most of it really being the stand up fight. First two rounds, like I said, I definitely see it them checking each other out a lot more, leg kicks, them checking the leg kicks, shin kicks, some body work going into the second and third round for Izzy. And I do think that Pereira is going to come out hot in the fourth round. I think this is going to be a back and forth fight, to be honest. I really think that both of these guys are going to be trying to figure each other out. It's going to be more of a chess match, and both of these guys are going to be trying to back each other down. One guy's going to have the control one round, the other guy's going to have it the next round. And it's really going to come down, to be honest, to that fifth round for me. I really think that fifth round is going to take this fight. This is one of those fights that's going to be very close. And it comes down to a few things. Like, is it the revenge factor for Adesanya? I mean, this is the first, championship debut for Alex now. Now he's a champion, so this is his first title defense. I mean, is this a start to a new career? Maybe a great middleweight fighter like we have in Alex. I don't know. I just for me, I'll be honest. I see this as a revenge fight for Izzy. I think Izzy is gonna come down in that fifth round, and he's gonna just start wailing and start punching, start utilizing all the power he has and all the speed he has. There's a reason why we call him a style bender. He loves to go southpaw and traditional. I don't think he works as well southpaw against Alex Pereira. So I do think in that final round he's going to try to go traditional, and that's where he's going to try to utilize all those combos, get as many punches as he can. And I got this in a decision actually. I got Izzy when, or sorry, no, I'm sorry. Did I say this? I got this as a knockout in the fifth round by Izzy. Excuse me. I got a knockout by Izzy.
Oh, you
Yes, I
got
got
a
him
knockout
knocking.
by
Yes,
Izzy?
yes. I got him knocking him out. I don't got a decision. My bad. I almost caught myself there. I can't believe I
Oh,
almost said
wow.
decision, because I do think that this is gonna be one that surprises everyone. This is a revenge fight for Izzy. And this
I
last
mean,
few minutes of the fight, I do believe he's gonna catch Alex like one or two times where it's gonna make him woozy, and then hit him like a few more times and they're just gonna call it off.
honestly, I definitely don't think Izzy is gonna have to be like a hunter, be very, very picky on his chances, will be a lot more active, keep Pereira at bay. I definitely think it's gonna be a battle. But like I said, if I think it goes to knockout, I do think it's Pereira. If it goes to decision, I do think it's Izzy.
So, who you
And
got then?
100%, I got this fight going to decision. I definitely think that Izzy gets his title back. Obviously, he is a more polished fighter, and he was able to keep him at bay for 4.5 rounds. And even though a lot of fighters can just lie about what happens, you can definitely understand a little bit where his explanation come. He definitely got caught, and while he wasn't knocked out, he definitely couldn't move as well as he could at that point. Whether or not he was moving and swaying, I'll be honest, it didn't look good. He says he was up, but just the fact that that lateral movement was cut short by that the damage to the leg. So it was just like one or two more pieces, and he's actually there.
It
It's
definitely hurt
crazy
him.
because he was always one or two more pieces each time fighting Pereira. And obviously, each time both of them get better, but I definitely do think that he understands exactly what Pereira is going to bring to the table. That's why I do think he's going to be more aggressive in wrestling, because Pereira is going to be more aggressive on the feet, and he's going to have to make Pereira second guess, make him slow down, not let him come in as much. Because at the end of the day, I don't think Pereira is afraid. And he might respect a little bit, but I don't think he's afraid of getting caught by Izzy, as long as he can go in there and throw something himself. So I think how Izzy counter that is be more aggressive in the game, the wrestling game. And obviously, while Pereira is probably gonna try to be more aggressive in the wrestling game, I do think that one of them is a little bit better on the ground, and that is Izzy. While he's not as strong, and that might be part of why Pereira's gonna come in strong, because Jan was able to beat Izzy by just basically outweighing him on the ground. So I think that might be his game plan. But either way, I do think that Izzy is gonna have a different mindset. I do think he likes being the hunter this time, and I definitely think he's gonna come back for revenge.
Yeah, so I mean we both got it pretty much the same way, except I mean the game plans are almost the opposite. I mean you have Izzy controlling the ground and I have Alex controlling the ground and but it'll be interesting to see, 'cause I do think that I mean even going into the fifth round I think it's going to be close. I think that Izzy's going to want to finish it out. I mean even if he doesn't Even if he doesn't knock him out and it goes to the decision, I think the fifth round is going to be shown that it's going to be pretty handily by Izzy. Like, he's going to throw a lot more punches. I think this is a time where, I really believe in him. I think that this is a time where Izzy wants to show why he was a champion and he wants to really beat the guy that's always beaten him. It's been his kryptonite and he wants to get that kryptonite back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At this point, he has no choice, truthfully. Because if he loses, as long as Pereira holds the belt, he's never getting a shot. So.
I mean, I don't. I mean, I don't know. I'll say I don't know because the UFC loves doing trilogies, and I don't know. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
I mean, think about it, though. If he
If he loses
loses the
twice,
same
well,
way, getting caught by that left hand, they're not going to give him another five
you might be
round.
right if it's a knockout early, but if it's like a decision, then I think they might.
If it's a split decision, they might. But at the end of the day, I don't think they do it right away. If they got Whitaker,
I was gonna say
they
Robert
got
Whitaker's
so
been
many.
waiting. Yeah, if next.
Exactly, they got so many people in that division. I mean, who can fight next? And I don't think they hold it up for another third fight, especially because we all know that technically.
Yeah, this would have been the
He's
third fight pretty
already
much.
3-0.
But I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't think he's gonna get knocked out. I think Izzy's winning this one. I think he's getting that belt back. Stylebender's gonna be back in that championship, circle with all the other championships. But
Now, if he wins, do you think they give him a rematch?
yes, but I think Robert Whittaker gets a fight first.
I can see that, and then let Pereira go fight someone else first as well.
Exactly. And then Pearl.
Oh man, but at the end of the day, we already seen Whitaker twice as well.
I know,
Do you
but
think maybe they throw Whitaker and Pereira to then the winner go against Izzy?
I don't know, because Pereira's, I mean, sorry, Whitaker's been waiting. Whitaker's been waiting for, you know, he knew that this fight was going to happen the last three
Yeah, I was
months
gonna
and
say,
he didn't take a
I don't
fight.
think if Izzy wins, they get another, he gives another shot right away.
Yeah, because Whitaker didn't want to take a fight because of that, because he wants to wait for the winner of this and he wants to fight the winner of this.
Because if it's Pereira, he's next. If it's Izzy, I don't know if
That
he's
would be interesting
next.
though. Maybe they run another one before the end of the year, you know, a December fight with Izzy and Alex, the third one. Who knows? If it's, I don't know. That could be interesting. But I don't know, because it depends on how this ends too. Like I said, if it's a battle in the ring and it's a decision, split decision especially, I could definitely see them doing a third one quick. Now, like if it's a knockout, if it's a knockout by either guy, then I do think Whitaker gets his chance first, even though he's fought, you know, Adesanya, and Adesanya took care of business when he fought him. But still, I just think he deserves a chance.
Right, yeah.
I think he does.
Yeah, but it's just like they're kryptonites.
Exactly.
Pereira's Adesanya's kryptonite. Adesanya is Robert's kryptonite. Let's see if Robert could go be Alex Pereira's kryptonite.
Yeah.
And then you can just have them three fight each other for the end of time.
Pretty much. The middleweight is gonna go
Around
around. Like, I mean, they're still young. All of them are still young,
and
though, for
around and
sure.
around.
For sure.
That's what was about to happen. That's what I feel like is about to happen in the lightweight division.
Yeah.
I don't know if Islam's gonna keep
Islam
that belt forever.
Kazma.
I think that belt might start
I
changing
don't know. I
hands.
mean, that depends on if guys want to move weight and stuff. I don't know. Islam is. I think he's gonna be a champion for a
He
minute,
is
though, to be
nice.
honest. I don't see any long competition for him, though, to be honest. But, I mean, before we go on to the next fight, real quick, if you guys are watching, please make sure you guys click that subscribe button and make sure you guys like the video. If you guys are listening to the podcast, thank you so much. You guys can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google, and Spotify. Also, if you guys want to go ahead and check out our Patreon, that's where you guys can ask us questions and just write topics about the podcast if you want us to do a different topic or just want to ask a question or just want to give some general support, definitely go to patreon.com/whoyagot and we got some merch for you there. But if you want all of that and all at once, you guys can go to the website, right, Mello?
Of course, you can go to www.whoyougotpodcast.com. We give you everything there. We got our weekly or pretty much blogs for every episode. If you like a little reading, links to all of our episodes on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube, go do that. And obviously, we got podcasts, links to over 13 different type of listening apps or platforms, and obviously links to our merch and Patreon to make sure you can keep on supporting us. And we do love and appreciate all that support.
Exactly. And also, if you guys just want to just check out our personal Instagram pages, I'm the Iconic Dude and Mello.
Mellow the
That's
Notorious.
right, that's right. And speaking of notorious, let's talk about two notorious guys from Miami. The second fight, the co-main event in this UFC 287 matchup. Two Miami guys, Jorge Masvidal versus Gilbert Burns. Both of these guys, I mean, they are both knockout kings. At some point they were both in their careers. I mean, we could definitely speak about both of them each one at a time, but they could both knock people out. You got to give it to him. Gilbert Burns
Yeah.
has some of the biggest guns in the UFC. Pause, but he does. And Masvidal, definitely a guy that people love to watch. The most electrifying, I wouldn't say electrifying, but exciting for the fans. I mean, he does have the biggest contract. You know, he's got the most, you know, Instagram followers other than like a guy like McGregor. But I mean, you got to give it to Masvidal. Like, even with his record that he set, he still had so many fans and people following him. What do you think about this fight?
I
And just
mean,
him too, and Masvidal.
coming from the streets in Florida, and obviously going and growing up, not growing up, but fighting in those
Street fights. Never
platforms,
lost a
man.
fight in
Like
the streets.
I don't even know if I want to call it, all the platforms that Kimbo Slice and
I
all them
mean,
fighters came fighting from. I guess it was a company, but pretty much he got a
Smack,
nice
wasn't it?
reputation.
Wasn't
He
that one? That was one of them, at least.
No, I'll be honest. I don't even remember what it was
That was
called.
a Kimbo one,
I
though. That was
definitely
an old
haven't.
one, though.
It was Akimbo, and I haven't looked up that those videos in probably since he died. Like in the last time I looked at those videos, right after Akimbo died. So I don't remember what it's called, but he pretty much already had a reputation in Florida and just in the streets of being a fan favorite because everyone knew he was viral from those YouTube videos. So once he got into the UFC, he's always been one of those good names. And then once 2016 hit, or no, 2019 it was, once he'd hit Ben Askren with that knee, all the hype really started. It seemed like he reached a new level. Then he fought Diaz for the BMF belt. That was a big hype. A
Crazy
lot of
knockout.
pay-per-view. They had The Rock in there giving out the belt. So it was definitely, he had like a lot of hype to him. But I said from the get-go, he's always been a journeyman. I don't think I have picked him to win any fight that we've covered. And now, mind you, we've only been doing this for 2 full years now.
He's probably had like
So
six, seven, eight
basically,
fights.
no, honestly, the last couple years we've gotten a loss to Covington, two losses to Kamaru.
And we called all of those against him, didn't we?
We call all three of those. Burns on the other end, 8-2 in his last fights, our last 10 fights, and pretty much the last three were great fights. Great battle against Wonderboy. Did lose to Chimaev, but that was a fight of the year, and
It's a
he
great fight.
showed that not only is he was up there, but he showed that Chimaev wasn't
He wasn't a
just
robot.
unbeatable, unstoppable.
He definitely
Exactly.
showed
He showed
that.
some weaknesses. He showed some kinks in the
Definitely
armor,
did. That was
and then he went.
I was just gonna say, I gotta give him a lot of props for that fight, because I mean nobody gave him a chance in that fight.
Nobody wanted to fight Chimaev.
Exactly. And he just
A lot of people were not. I'll be honest. I don't want to say avoid him because Chimaev, do be lying. He be acting like everyone just be saying no to a fight. I don't want to
Yeah,
hear
but he
that.
was knocking people out in the first round.
He was not. So at that point, a lot of top contenders did not want to be that first fight. I can definitely at least say that. And Burns stepped up to the plate and gave him a hell of a 3 rounds. And then after that, he went in pretty much made short work of Magny with the triangle choke in the first round. So you got to tell two fighters, one showing he can compete at a top level in the last three fights, and another one, I'll be honest, not looking too good in the last three fights. Especially since the last three fights, you had so much layover and layoff in between, especially after what happened with Covington and this whole debacle with the assault. So when it came to honestly judging this fight, I felt like it was just two fighters going in opposite directions. And it was just what really can they bring to the table and kind of what they have. So before I really go into my analysis, I want to hear what you think about these two fighters and kind of what they bring to the table at this point in their careers.
Yeah, I mean, you made some good points about Jorge Masvidal. I mean, he is a Germanman, we could say that. Obviously, he is very exciting for people, and I know he is on his way out of the UFC. I mean, he's even said that this is possibly going to be his last fight. We don't know that for sure. We don't know if he's retiring after this, but you know, he's definitely had thoughts about it. You know, especially after losing the last three. I mean, he's not going to be getting a title shot anytime soon if he loses this one. So he knows that this is like one of his last chances to actually keep his name relevant in the UFC still. He's still going to get somewhat decent draws, but the UFC is going to start giving him people that are going to be coming up to just like that don't have a name yet and that have deep.
Derek Lewis of the heavy of the welterweight division.
Yeah. I think that he's going to start getting guys like, and this happens in boxing a lot, like, you know, some of the exciting guys that have names, they have to fight like these up and comers that have like undefeated records and they want to get their name up, so they fight a guy like Jorge, and that's what might happen to Jorge if he doesn't retire, and if he doesn't win this fight. I really think that this is a chance for him to really show like if he's still got some fire left in the tank. I mean, I definitely think that Gilbert Burns is definitely going to be the one that's going to be coming out hot, because he's not the one that's talking. Obviously, Masvidal is the one that's talking. You see it in like all these press conferences that are happening before UFC 287. He's the one that's been like calling him out, saying all this stuff about his trainers and stuff. And he's actually the one that's really doing all the talking. Obviously, Burns likes to keep everything in the ring. He's even said that. He's like, I want to do my talking in the ring. I really want to just show what I got in the ring. And one thing about Burns is he's definitely worked, on a lot more of that stand-up MMA game and kickboxing. He's always been good with just straight-up boxing, but the actual kickboxing with his legs, he's worked on a lot more of that in this fight camp that he's had. And Masvidal, I do think that, like, the fights that he had to Kamaru Usman, even though he lost him the second fight, I think it was a little bit of better showing. He showed that, he can keep up at certain points, and he's going to have to utilize some of what he learned there with a guy like Burns, because they have similar body styles, Usman and Burns do. So I think that if he gets on the ground a little bit more with what Masvidal does, if that's what he does, it might help him in this fight a little bit more. For Masvidal, like I said, he said if he loses, he's calling the quits. I don't know if that's where he's heading, but I do think that for him to win, the way that he wins is he stays on the ground, keeps the fight with most of the control on the ground, and tries to find a way to like submit Gilbert Burns. One thing about Gilbert Burns is his legs are not as good when he's on the ground, when he doesn't have his positioning as well on the ground. He doesn't work like to get up with his legs. He uses mostly his elbows and his back to get himself away from the guy. He's not like a guy when he gets on a cage to really put his legs up on the cage and push himself off, from the bottom to try to get control. So I definitely think that, with Masvidal being the more electrifying fighter and him knowing that this is one of the last fights in his career, he's going to try to go out for that knockout. He's going to try to somehow, some way get a knockout. If it's a left spinning kick, if it's a flying knee, he's going to try some things. With Burns, I do think he's going to take the tactical route. He's going to stay in there, try to pick his spots. And I definitely think he's going to use his legs more. I do think that you're going to see Gilbert Burns definitely taking care of business in the first few rounds of this fight, though. But who do you expect to win, like, most of the fight, like, especially the first few rounds? Who do you think is going to win first few rounds of this one? Because I do think that's important in this one.
I mean, I'm a little thrown off. So Masvidal definitely has a chance if he keeps the fight standing, basically. His only chance is to avoid takedowns and avoid distance. And I actually think that Gilbert Burns is going to come out not only hot when it comes to just firing off, he's actually going to come out and be aggressive with the takedowns as well. Mm. We're talking about jiu-jitsu expert.
Yes.
And Masvidal's weakness is not only his wrestling, but it's his grappling. He has no ground game. He's just a boxer, basically. Decent kickboxer, but his skills are in his speed and his hands. All his skills lie within his hands. He doesn't even have that great of a defense. So, like, for me, I think Masvidal's path to victory is basically keep it standing at all costs, keep his distance, and try to outbox Gilbert Burns and pretty much hope for a knockout. Burns, on the other hand, I definitely think, I'll be honest, what I felt like we saw with Chimaev showed that even if Burns was to take this fight and keep it standing up, he still has the advantage. Because at the end of the day, while Masvidal definitely can mix it up, Burns sat there and ate a lot of Chimaev's hits and was able to sit there and throw it right back. So I definitely do think that he knows he can keep the fight standing, but I'm literally a black belt in jiu-jitsu, so why would I? So he's going to sit there, get some takedowns, really force the pressure, and I think, honestly, try to put either a punishment or some sort of submission. Like, I don't think he wants this to go to decision. I think he really wants to just put a stamp on this and let everyone know he should be one of the next people next in line to get a shot for the
Yes,
belt.
said that, yeah.
And we could definitely talk about that order and who's getting shots after this fight, because I definitely want to talk about that. But I definitely think that he's going to show that he can consistently provide some pressure. And now if that can translate to actually getting Masvidal off of his feet, threaten with some submissions, see what that can do, then we'll definitely see how that match goes. So I'll be
See,
let's just
I could
see.
definitely see, Burns going for more takedowns. I do think that Masvidal's defense is going to be a little bit better here. Even when he gets on the ground, I think he's going to try to get back up though quicker. Keeping it on the if he's the one that's, on his back, he's definitely not going to try to get control and then go around to go on top of him. But there is a few times when Masvidal has been able to get down with guys, and actually he's actually been pretty good. I do think that a guy like Usman is similar to Burns in that fashion, where when they're on the ground, Usman is one of the best, when he's on the ground. I'm not gonna lie, he's one of the best when he's up and one of the best when he's on the ground, because I just like his fighting style. I do. Usman's one of my favorite. Just his fighting style is great. But I do think Masvidal has his strengths when he's on the ground. And one of those is definitely his him being in on his back or in side somebody got side control on him, and he's able to spin that around and get on top of them. That's one thing that Masvidal is very good at. Now I do think that I think that Masvidal here is gonna be definitely. I do think that Masvidal is definitely going to be the one here that's, going to be controlling the fight. He's definitely going to be the one controlling the fight. But now, as far as, everything else, we are going to have to see. Now, both of these guys have been wanting this fight for a while, and we do know that whoever wins this fight is going to be pretty much going to be a fighting the champion, and they've been waiting for that. Gilbert did say that, he could care less if this is a five rounder. He does want this to be, he does want this to end quick. But then again, you got a guy in Masvidal who fought Nate Diaz 3 years ago on UFC 244, and since then, Gilbert Burns has had something with him. So definitely, both of these guys, I do think that both of these guys have their chance in winning, and I do think that there's a chance for both of them to actually get out on top. Now, for who we think is gonna win, I'll be honest, I think that this might be a really, really, this might be one of those fights where we see. I'm just finishing talking about what my pick is. So we just had a quick technical difficulty with Mello, but I'm just gonna let you know what
Yeah,
I
but your
had.
boy Mello lost internet, so
Yeah, it's all good.
we on the
So
phone on the backup, and we gonna finish out this episode.
nice. Well, we almost finished with this one. We just got to talk about pretty much our decisions, in this
Yeah.
one. And pretty much what I was just finishing up saying is, both of these guys have really wanted to have this fight for a while, for really 3 years. I mean, since UFC 244, Masvidal, when he fought against Nate Diaz, after that, Burns, was talking to Dana White about fighting Masvidal. So it really has been a fight going on for 3 years. And I do think Masvidal is going to be coming out firing. I think that he's the one that's going to be coming out firing hot, and he's the one that's going to want to have his chance at a championship. For him, this is either championship or bust. He knows that if he loses this fight, it's probably him getting out of here, out of the UFC. And if not, then the UFC is just going to use him as another name to get other fighters, up there. But for me, I really think that if Masvidal can really show out and do some combos and get out of those spots when he's on the ground, that's where he can win this fight. I actually have him knocking out Gilbert Burns in the third round. This is going to be one of the craziest upsets that people are going to see, because it's a pretty big upset. What about you, though? Who
That's
you got?
wild,
Yeah.
because I was wondering why you were basically pushing the Masvidal is gonna
Yeah, I think he's
like
going to
try
utilize that
to
wrestling, but he's going to try to get away from he's going to try to get
what?
away from Burns's wrestling more. The way like,
He
step
has
away
no
from that
choice.
wrestling.
He has no choice. Burns is like, if Masvidal has any chance of knocking Burns out, he has to stay on his feet at all costs. So that's why I'm like, Burns' game plan is going to come in wrestling, definitely come in and try to be aggressive. And honestly, I got this, what you said, KO
I
third
do. I
round?
got a KO third.
I'll give it submission in the second by Gilbert Burns. And I think Gilbert Burns come out and apply extreme amount of pressure. He's gonna come out hot. He's gonna hit Masvidal with a lot of shots. And then once Masvidal starts throwing a little back, he's gonna just take the fight to the ground. Definitely overpower Masvidal with the transitions, with the grappling, being able to just go from mount to mount. And at a certain point, I don't think that Masvidal has good grappling defense or good takedown defense. So at a certain point, I definitely do think that they are pretty much going to be able to just. Not they, but Burns is pretty much gonna be able to squeeze in an arm somewhere, maybe get a lock somewhere. If he can't really get that ground and pound going, and 100% get a submission in the second or third round. I think second because I think Burns really he just made Magny tap in the first round. I
He
think he
did. He did.
really wants to be aggressive. He's gonna try to ragdoll Jorge Masvidal.
Wow. So you think it's gonna be a beatdown, pretty much?
Yes, it is. I've said it from the get-go. Jorge Masvidal is nothing but an average journeyman.
You
Don't
know?
let his knockout win over Ben Askren fool you. He has never even come close to being a top five contender. He does not deserve to be fighting with the top five contenders. At the end of the day, he's just nothing but a big name. Anyone in that top five will destroy him, and Jorge is definitely about to get destroyed by Gilbert Burns.
Damn. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think Masvidal's coming in one more time. His one of his last times being in the UFC.
I am. Boy, he doesn't even have the skill set
Hasn't
to
won
do
in
this.
3 years, I know, but let my man nah,
But
not
the
in 3 years,
thing
but
is,
2 years, but
Derrick Lewis gets to keep fighting top contenders because he gets someone with that hand, that right hand is over. Jorge Masvidal, when was the last time he
so
knocked
here's the
someone
thing
with
though.
hand?
Here's the thing though. Like, look at the guys, the last three guys that Masvidal fought. Champion, champion, and the guys that's about to fight a champion in Colby Covington.
And that's the thing. They weren't even good fights. They weren't even close.
Yeah, but these are guys
Anyone in
like
that top five will run through Jorge Masvidal, and Gilbert Burns is about to run through Jorge Masvidal.
And you know what? You might be totally right because everyone else, even Vegas, is on your side. But I gotta go with the one wild.
He's a even bigger underdog than he was against Usman.
Yep, he is. He is, and I think it's like +500 or +540, something like that, which is crazy. But I just think that for him to actually, show out one of his last times, he's gonna need a knockout. I don't think it's gonna go to decision because I think both of these guys are gonna be throwing just a lot of punches. And if it does stay on the ground more, then it might be a submission for sure, like 100%. It might be a submission more likely than not. But I got a feeling about Masvidal. It's one of his last fights. He's got to come out hot in Miami. Come on now, show why you were that kid.
Try to, but I don't think it's going to be successful.
Yeah. We'll see, though. We'll see. Either way, it's going to be two great fights in the UFC 287. The top two fights, at least the co-main events, Jo or Jorge Masvidal versus Gilbert Burns. And of course, we had Israel Adesanya versus Alex Pereira, too. Second time they're fighting officially in the UFC. So both of those fights are going to be incredible to watch. And I know we're definitely going to be watching those.
Oh yeah, definitely can't wait. Been waiting for this rematch with Izzy and Alex for a while. And honestly, Gilbert Burns has been an exciting fighter the last 2 years. I mean, more than a few years, but He's really showing up the last couple of years. So I think he's going to put on another clinic.
Yeah, so just to give.
And I'm.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, I'm ready for Jorge Masvidal to get off. He was about to retire before he knocked out Ben Askren, and he's somehow been able to keep himself relevant because of that. I'm ready for him to go off and fight Jake Paul.
Dang. He said go to the WWE and fight there or something. Nah. But nah, I mean, either way, I just think that they're going to be exciting fights. I got both of these fights as knockouts, and my predictions for these fights, for the Jorge versus Gilbert fight, I got Jorge winning in the third round in a knockout, and for the Israel Adesanya versus Alex Pereira fight, I got Izzy winning out in a fifth round knockout. What were yours though?
And I got Izzy winning by decision and Gilbert Burns winning by second round submission.
Nice, nice. But definitely let us know what you guys think and let us know who you think is going to win these fights. We want to know. It's going to be pretty exciting, and we know that these fights have title, you know, implications. Both of them do, actually, you know, because whoever wins that title, either Izzy or Alex Pereira, they're going to have to defend it against a guy like Pope, most likely Robert Whittaker, or fight each other. And, you know, with these guys, they're definitely going to have a title fight, I think. You know, Masvidal or Burns. Burns has been waiting for a while. So both of these guys are going to have title implications.
He's going to have to wait in line after Darush.
True. He's been waiting for a while. Darush, man. They don't give him a chance. For real. That's true.
They don't want him.
That's true. That's true. So we'll see what happens with him too, but like.
Oh, actually, no. I'm tripping. This is welterweight. It's Bilal Muhammad.
Bilal Muhammad. That's who you're thinking of. Muhammad. Yeah, yeah. Bilal Muhammad. That's right. He's the one who's been waiting. He's been waiting for a minute.
Yeah.
Yes, but so, still, both of these guys, you know, they talk and.
So neither one of these guys are getting a shot over Bilal. So this gets them closer. And if anyone, I think it only gets Gilbert closer. I don't think it gets Jorge closer to a title shot.
I don't know. He's been talking. He said that if he wins this one, he wants that title shot.
They all been saying.
Yeah,
that.
But Dana loves Dana loves Jorge Masvidal, so he loves that money.
He's not playing against
Chalkot. True.
I mean, next, I'll be honest. The next fight for Jorge, win or lose, is Wonderboy.
That'd be a good one too. It'd be a good one.
It would be a good one. Dang, that's what I'm saying. That's all he is now, fighting good names. He's the gatekeeper. Gilbert Burns is next for a title shot after Bilal, so they give him Jorge. Go get you a nice little pay-per-view. Get you a good name. You next.
We'll see. Jorge, I still believe in him.
This match, he knew he was losing.
I don't know. I think him taking this fight shows that you know, he's still trying to go for that title shot. He's still trying to go for that title shot, even though he knows it's the end of his career. Because he wasn't the one for a guy like Burns. That's literally like a killer out there.
He has no choice.
I get it.
They made him sign the biggest contract, so you got to fight the big names whether you want to or not. We're not giving you no small names.
That's true. We'll see. This Saturday is going to happen. I know I can't wait. August 8th, Saturday in Miami. Definitely going to be some great fights. I definitely can't wait for both of them. So definitely let us know who you guys think is going to win these fights. And also, if you guys are watching, make sure that you click that like button and subscribe to the channel. We love every single one of you guys, and make sure you guys follow us. And if you guys just want to listen to the podcast, you can always just go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and just type in Who You Got Podcast, or even ask your Alexa speaker, play the Who You Got Podcast. Also, if you guys just want to ask us some questions or just write a topic about us, you know, if you want us to do a topic on here, just go to patreon.com/whoyougot, and then that's where you can sign up to our subscription models and either just give us some general support and then check out our merch on there as well, or you can get everything all at once on our website, right?
Of course, www.whoyougotpodcast.com. Got links to everything you need, blogs, merch, podcasts, so many different platforms, YouTube videos, pretty much want to make sure you guys stay connected and stay in contact, and we can give you all the quality sports you can get.
That's right. So if you guys just want to listen to some more sports, make sure you guys check us out on our next episode, because we got a lot of more stuff coming for you. UFC, more boxing, we got some more NBA coming up, even NFL draft stuff coming up. So definitely got some stuff for you guys. So we'll keep up with you guys, and you keep up with us on the next episode of Who You Got With
Mello
and Rotto. Peace, y'all.
We'll try to have less technical difficulties next time.
We'll be in there next time. Internet plugged in, right?